This article is called A Message of Love. Congregation Maintains Welcome After Apparent Hate Crimes. It's written by Rachel Hindery, who is a freelance reporter and a member of Grace Lutheran Church in River Forest, Illinois. Since 1879, Wicker Park Lutheran Church has been an anchor of faith in its Chicago neighborhood. After two recent crimes, members of this diverse, dynamic, and growing congregation responded with the love that has shaped this long-standing identity. Since 2006, that identity has included affirming their welcome of people who are LGBTQ as a reconciling in Christ community. Today, Wicker Park tangibly supports the community by displaying a rainbow flag and a transgender flag on its exterior windows. But between June 16th and 18th, the flags were stolen. New flags were vandalized on June 23rd. Jason Glumbicki, pastor of Wicker Park and a member, Nora Davia, said the church has experienced similar thefts. But they said the vandalism, in which the phrase "We Love Kids" was spray-painted onto the rainbow flag and the transgender flag was painted with an X, felt different, like an escalation. Wicker Park filed police reports, gave evidence to the Chicago Police Department, and spoke with detectives who specialize in hate crimes. I wasn't sure if it was a hate crime, random vandalism, general frustration with the rainbow everything of Pride Month, or someone trying to express a hurt or negative belief about the church. Gumbicki said he was especially conscious of how the crimes might affect children and youth. The congregation addressed safety concerns and requested extra police patrols. Security cameras had been installed before the crimes. I and the congregation's council made it a point to reach out to the staff to provide reassurance and to check in to ensure everyone was coping, Davia said. Messages of encouragement came from the ELCA Churchwide organization and the American Civil Liberties Union. I appreciated that Presiding Bishop Eaton took the time to write a letter of support to the congregation. Seeing support from the head of the denomination was very affirming. There were multiple media reports of the crime. My biggest concern was that the media attention would result in further acts. But for Davia, the media exposure was a blessing. It allowed us to broadcast, in my belief, our Christian obligation to love everyone. For many in the church, that welcome and being part of an RIC congregation is important. Vukevich said, "I spent a long time trying not to be queer and found that I couldn't live that way. And now I'm finding that my years away from the church also took a toll on me. I'm grateful to have Wicker Park as a safe place that is healing to me from that experience and guiding me into a life of greater service." For Davia, the concept of being entirely inclusive, racially differently abled, is something that is very easy in theory but complicated in practice. The consistent pursuit of being entirely welcoming to all has challenged me more than I would have expected. I believe I've grown substantially. On June 30th, Reconciling Christ Sunday, the congregation blessed more than 300 rainbow flags they had planted in the garden in front of the church. Planting the flags, that process, that ritual, that naming, was really key, Glumbicki said. Since the crimes, Wicker Park has remained active in its community. The congregation co-sponsored a neighborhood summer night movie night with a table covered with rainbow and transgender flags where kids and adults drew messages of God's love, got their faces painted, or supported ELCA ministries. Alex Avars, a former pastoral intern at Wicker Park, hosts the congregation's God Colors Ministry, a monthly Bible study in which the coffee shop becomes a place of grace for LGBTQ Christians. A space like God Colors provides a space where both persons' identity and their Christian identity can be accepted and celebrated. Glumbicki said the congregation's message of love and welcome will continue. "Ministry in and of itself is risky," he said. "I would rather continue to preach and teach that message of love rather than be fearful and risk others not knowing God's love and grace."